Some days ago, I mentioned how all the signs are there showing that we are headed for world government. No, not headed for. We are being dragged towards world government, right in front of our noses, in broad daylight. And I said that there are basically two mighty forces. On the one side, the one world banker, military, industrial, Zionist cabal, entwined with the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, APEC, and on the other side, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, basically led by Russia, China, Iran, and others. It will all have to go one way or another in the weeks and months to come. The tragedy for mankind will be if the two sides, the One World Bankers elite and the Shanghai Cooperation Organizations, reach some sort of agreement. Let's call it a 21st century Yalta conference where they'll say, hey, let's split the world between us. In that case, Argentina, my country, would be just a leaf in the wind. But the tragedy is also if they do not reach an agreement, because then it might mean World War III. First of all, are we about to see another false flag 11 September event taking place? I have spoken in previous videos about Plan C, in other words, a world war, which would be the only way to move forward in this whole thing. In recent weeks, the London Daily Telegraph published a series of incredible cultural slides. They call it Blackjack, a history in slides. And it describes, you can go into the site yourself, it describes what would happen if 7 nuclear artifacts were detonated over 7 cities. London, New York, Portland, Oregon, Los Angeles, Toronto, Canada, Mexico City, and Washington, D.C. Naturally, the people who place these bombs are extremist, Islamist, and Christian cultists of Armageddon. Supposedly, the first bomb would be detonated in a white van placed in the center of London. Now, I ask, are they preparing the collective psyche so that we will accept as inevitable these coming catastrophic scenarios, swine flu, terrorist attacks included? Hollywood is sure helping when you look at their movies. Now, these catastrophes seem to be necessary in order to be able to impose upon the world the next phase of the new world order, which is world government. You see, world government will have to be imposed upon the world through blood, through fire, through mass destruction. It has a definite objective, to restructure a new financial order which will maintain the order as it is now, but instead of being based on national currencies, it will be based on global currencies. It will be as the Bilderbergs wanted, just one centralized system. Now there are very powerful, you see there are two very powerful financial, political, military and intelligence structures, which I would call, one of them is a real power structure which is not formal, and it is embedded, as the Americans say, within the formal power structure of governments, of companies, of the multimedia, of democracy. Now, when the formal power structure does not go fast enough, it seems that the informal power structure will fight back with dirty tricks. In other words, false flag attacks, A-bombs, wherever they might be necessary in the future, who knows. But I think that we will very soon see that there are signs that this embedded power structure in the United States and Europe is out of control, and there is nothing that world leaders can do about it, whether it be Obama, Gordon Brown, Sarkozy in France, Chavez in Venezuela, Lula in Brazil, or the Kirchners in my country, Argentina. They can do nothing but align themselves to orders from above, and if they don't, the dirty tricks department will give them either a political scandal or they might even do much worse things. You see, the real power structure triggers key events like 11 September 2001 or 15 September 2008, which was when the financial crisis began. Because just as it was necessary to go from globalization to world government, we find that globalization was very ambiguous, horizontal, deregulated, privatized, disorderly, highly entropic, and it was formally democratic. And now the New World Order wants to take us to world government, which will be a totally different beast. It will be highly structured, it will be vertical, it will be regulated, orderly, negentropic. It will be directed by public institutions which will be controlled by very small and highly powerful private institutions or private groups, the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. It will be non-democratic or anti-democratic. Because you see, the world government that they have planned for us is the same old stuff with a different name. It will be non-national, it will be very efficient, it will be highly technified, it will be planetary. And just as in 1989, 1990, it was necessary to ensure that the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics disappeared when we went from the bipolar post-World War II world to globalization, and the symbol was the fall of the Berlin Wall in November 1989, today they need to go from globalization to world government. And this time, it will be necessary for the United States of America to disappear as a superpower, because global government cannot tolerate too powerful a nation state as the United States of America. And this process began with the fall of Wall Street in September 2008. Have you seen how this wall symbolism repeats again? The Berlin Wall, Wall Street. When I see such symbolism, well, you can always bet your life that behind it you have these Masonic symbolic lodges, whether it be Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg, and other power lodges, which normally prefer not to speak so much with words, plans, and proposals, but rather with symbols and terribly concrete acts for everybody to understand who really holds sway over this world. However, we have to understand that the way things are going right now, this global world government will be a very, very violent place to live in, and they do need Plan C, they do need a war to make it happen. How do we see this world government coming about? Well, first of all, it will not have the need for any physical geographical center. You see, nowadays, it's totally redundant. Technology has made it redundant. However, there are three centers which I feel will start to appear in the following sequence. First of all, it will have a unified, centralized, world global monetary system to replace the dollar, or maybe a new dollar, but under world control. It requires subordination of the euro. Its key institutions in a first stage will be the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements at Basel in Switzerland, and it will probably have, in the new world government, it will probably have a specific center, New York City. Second, we will see that there will be a world military system, which will be centered on Washington, D.C. That will be the capital for the military establishment. Then third, we will have a centralized political system, which will probably be based in London. Why London? Because in London you have always had, for four centuries now, all the centers of power. You have the geopolitical power, you have the financial power of the City of London, you have the Masonic lodges, the Freemasonic lodges, you have the key families who run the world, you have the British Crown, which still exerts power, you have the Church of England, which is also very powerful, and you have the Imperial Aura, and you have the center of all psychological warfare and psychological operations planning centers, Tavistock Institute, for example. Fourth, we will see a centralized ecumenic religious center, which will probably be in Rome and in the Vatican, where the role of the Vatican, not the church, the Vatican, will be to act as a sort of central religious administration for the planet, bringing together Catholic, Protestant, Eastern Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, Buddhist, Hindu, Islamic, Jewish, how to administer, how to manage the world religion. And fifth and last, we will probably see a spiritual center for the world government in Jerusalem. And this will require reconstructing the Third Temple in Jerusalem. That's what Zionism is all about. There are, however, great conflicts that must be resolved. They must